Hello and good morning. My name is Lauren Redpath. I'm a PhD student at the North Carolina State University under Hamid Ashrafi in the Blueberry Genetics and Genomics Laboratory. Today I'll be presenting a bit on the evaluation of mechanically harvested southern highbush blueberries, advanced selections for fresh market. So a little bit about the North Carolina blueberry industry. We've been breeding since the 1970s, and here are some statistics for the North Carolina 2014 blueberry production. We produced 48.8 million pounds over 6,900 acres, which produced a farm gate value of $77.7 million. This is a 20% increase from 2012. However, this increase was not attributed towards yield per acre. This increase was actually more of a land expansion. It was due to acres harvested. So blueberries are harvested predominantly by hand. In fact, over half of the commercial industry harvests by hand, predominantly for most of the time. Though alternative methods are around, such as mechanical harvest. For machine harvest, it improves productivity by about 60 times and reduces labor cost by about 80%. Now, this is really important because this will reduce the amount of employees you have. This reduces their wages and also reduces the production value of the blueberries. However, mechanical harvest is not without flaws. It has some drawbacks. As you can see in this image here, we have a lot of blueberry bruising, which can occur as the blueberries fall from the bush onto the machine as it's harvesting. So bruising is one of the drawbacks. Another drawback is the machine, the mechanical harvester, cannot determine ripe from unripe blueberries as a hand picker might. Someone who's out in the field will be able to determine a nice ripe berry that's not bruised, is not soft. So harvesters cannot distinguish from ripe and unripe fruit. So one of the solutions is to breed better blueberries. Mechanical harvesters have been around for years and over decades, I believe, and while they have improved some, they haven't improved enough such that more growers are using harvesters compared to hand pickers. Therefore, an alternative is to develop better blueberries. So our objective in this study was to evaluate advanced selections for mechanical harvest, highlighting specifically harvest qualities, the fruit qualities, the post-harvest cold storage qualities, as well as qualities within the harvester itself. So we used a replicated trial of 14 southern highbush blueberries. Here are some of our selections, and we used Reveille as a firm control. Here's the pedigree of our selections we used. Most of these selections were bred for mineral soil adaptation. As David Briley mentioned, blueberries prefer highly acidic soils. By adapting these blueberries towards mineral soils, we can geographically expand the range of the blueberries with minimal soil adaptations. I would also like to draw your attention to NC4638, NC4671, and NC4676, which all had a specific aim of mechanical harvest when they were bred. Additionally, NC4992 is noted to be very firm. As you can see, Reveille at the bottom is our standard firm. Reveille was initially bred for mechanical harvest. However, this would be the future iteration of better mechanically harvested blueberries. Looking a little bit at our harvester, we use the Little Blue BEI harvester. Now, how these berries are harvested is these bushes enter into these slats here and are shaken by these lateral bars, relieving the bushes of their berries, green or blue, onto a rotating belt, which will place them into lugs, as seen up here. Now, fruit was collected in the summers of 2015 and 2016, and fruit was collected once it was 40% blue or 40% ripe. Then, to simulate real-world conditions that growers might see, We have a sorting line here, which would sort the berries for color and softness. So here in the sorting line, the sorter dispenses right here of anything that is red or green in color, keeping any blue berries. The berries are then moved onto a pad, which determines the softness of the berries, approximately here, which will then dispense of anything that is too soft, with the final belt having only blue, ripe, firm berries. Some of the qualities that we looked at were fruit firmness, of course, for harvesting. We wanted a high berry weight, a high yield, which we'll call percent good or good yield. Splitting and stemming are negative attributes that we do not want. Stemming would be the small stems that remain on the blueberries after harvest. Consumers don't enjoy eating those, and we don't enjoy giving them to them. Splitting is when the skin splits, either as a cause of impact upon the from the mechanical harvester, or as a result of the lateral bars hitting the plants and relieving them of the berries, and it would cause a small split. Now, this split is an infection court for pathogens, as well as relieving some of its juices onto other berries in the storage process, which will reduce the wax on the berries. So what you guys might think of a normal blueberry is nice powdery, it's kind of a light blue. Consumers don't really like to see the dark blue berries in consumer panels. Therefore, having the juices take away that nice powdery look is a negative attribute. Some of the cold storage that we looked at is molding of blueberries, the softening of blueberries, yield loss or weight loss, and then we wanted to look at what remained, what was still consumable, what was still good, and compared it to our fresh measurements. We also looked at our harvester, pounds of blower debris. Now, blower debris is what is taken off the plant that is not blueberries. This could be leaves, this could be shoots, and this is not a good thing. We don't want to destroy our plants. We don't want to injure our plants as much as possible. So looking at some of the results, this is our non-consumable yield to our consumable yield. In this graph, on our y-axis, you can see yield in kilograms, and on our x-axis, we have our selections. In green is the average yield. In red, we have the average soft yield, the berries that were sorted from the sorting line that were too soft to pass on to the final belt. And in blue, we have our average green yield, the immature berries that are not consumable yet. I'd like to draw your attention to NC 4360 and NC 4671, which have a large yield. I would also like to draw your attention to NC 4984, 4992, and Reveille, which have a small average green and average soft yield to the average yield. Now, this would be important for sorting and as well as firmness for mechanical harvest. Now, how we measure the firmness is we have this device called a FirmTech 2, which is a plate seen here where berries are placed in little divot holes, and a mechanical arm depresses upon the blueberry to measure the deflection force. Firmer berries have a higher deflection force compared to softer berries, which the arm depresses upon more. Seen here in the graph, you can see NC4992 has a much higher deflection force. It's got a higher firmness, as does Reveille and NC4676. Looking at how firmness affects berry softness after post-harvest cold storage, we see that there, as berry firmness increases, the soft berries tend to decrease. There's a decrease in soft berries for the selections that have increased firmness. In this rather large, graphically intense display here, I'll explain to you how I came across these colors and what it means, and then I'll take away the numbers to reduce some of the clutter. So we have our fresh measurements at the top here. We have our measurements post-cold storage, and we have our harvester measurements, the little blue BEI. For our fresh measurements, we have firm, splits, stems, berry weight, good yield or consumable yield, percent good, And then in our post-harvest cold storage, we have percent weight loss, percent good, percent consumable, percent soft, and percent mold. And then finally, our blower debris in pounds. On our y-axis here, we have our selections. And we have year one and year two. Now, what these colors indicate is red would indicate our positive attributes, where gray would indicate our negative attributes, things that we do not want. While firmness, a higher number would be a positive attribute, so therefore the higher firmness is, the more red the color would be, the decreased firmness a selection has, the more gray it would be. However, splits and stems, it would be the opposite, because the better attribute would be not to have those. So, looking at firmness, again, I'd like to point out NC4992, which had consistent firmness for both year one and year two, which was significantly higher than all other selections. In splits and stems, we don't really see anything that was significantly different, though we will point out that Reveille did have more splits. It had it was more prone to splitting. Looking at berry weight, NC4360 and NC4994 had some of the higher berry weights. Again, NC4360 had a higher good yield, a higher consumable yield, and this could be attributed from the higher berry weights of that selection. Looking at storage, NC4992 had a much higher higher graded cold storage for everything compared to all other selections. So it had less weight loss, more good consumable fruit, had less softening, and less molding. Others that we'd like to point out are NC4995, NC4998, and NC4982. And then finally, looking at the blower, everything performed admirably well, though NC4360 and NC4638 and NC4982 all had slightly more blower debris, which is a negative attribute, as blower debris would introduce an infection cord into the plant, as well as decrease potential harvest for the following year, as it takes away any potential fruit-bearing shoots. So, in summary, consistently firm was NC4992, NC4994, NC4676, and Reveille. And among these, NC4992 had greatest consumable yield and highest percentage of consumable fruit and best cold storage qualities. Other mentions are 4360, which had the highest weight and highest consumable yield. So in future research, our laboratory is interested in looking at gene expression between soft and firm cultivars, and we're interested in discovering single nucleotide polymorphisms associated with firmness and bruising to be used in early generation selection for future breeding projects. I'd like to thank my advisor, Hamida Shrafi, Terry Bland, our blueberry breeder over in Castle Hayne, Jim Bollington, our former blueberry breeder at NC State, as well as the University of Georgia and the Charlie Lee Laboratory.
Thank you very much, Dorothy.